I just really like the look of blood on clothes and the look of people just being drenched in blood.
Welcome to Push In, the Cinevic podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Klein, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. This episode of Push In will be a first, because I'm interviewing not one, but two amazing young filmmakers, creative partners Sonia Twill and Annick Demarais Spencer. Together, this dynamic duo has co-written, co-directed, and co-produced three award-winning short films that blend serious subjects with quirky dark humor and a generous dash of absurdity. They cut their teeth, so to speak, on their first film, Baby Teeth, which won Outstanding BC Film at the 2020 Short Circuit Pacific Rim Film Festival. Their latest film, Slip, just won Audience Choice at this year's Short Circuit, and you can watch it on the big screen for free in Regina, Ottawa, and St. John's as part of Short Circuit's 2023 national tour. Welcome, Sonia and Annick. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm Annick Demarais-Spencer. Thanks for having us.
Hi, I'm Sonia Twill. Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Scene one.
Can one of you give us a quickie synopsis of the premise of Slip?
Slip is about a young woman who gets evicted by her not very nice landlord and struggles to find a place to live and eventually stumbles on an opportunity that is a little bit gruesome and uses that to her advantage.
How did you come up with the initial idea?
Slip is somewhat based in our experiences. We've both had pretty terrible rental situations, some pretty difficult landlords. And it kind of comes with the general situation in Victoria that how far will you go to keep your shitty rental?
It's just the housing market right now is pretty bad. The rental market is abysmal. And we know some people who have been rent evicted, landlords who gouge up the prices whenever they can. And it was kind of just, yeah, born out of our frustration with that situation. That also for me, I think for both of us, ties into this idea that a lot of people, when you criticize the rental market or you criticize how hard things are right now, when you bring up how difficult and challenging it is to live in this city, people will often counter with, well, that's the cost of living in the most beautiful place on earth. And that always feels so, I don't know, like willfully ignorant and smug. And I just hate that attitude because there's so many real issues that are facing young people and everybody of every age group too. It's not just young people that are renters. Like, it's impossible for anybody to buy a home in this city right now if you're not, you know, making six figures at the least. So it feels very hostile in a way. It's like Victoria's a beautiful city, but there is a part of it that really feels like it wants you to leave.
Right. I really love that almost totally percussive score that really pushed the narrative, that drum. Was this something that you envisioned from the start or something that you worked out later with your composer? Like, how did that all come about?
Yeah, that was something that we had in our minds, like right at the beginning of, I think, even writing the script. It was this idea of having this really tight, kind of almost like metronomish beat bringing us through the story. To really up the emotional stakes. So we had that idea right away.
So our composer is Peter Day, who's a local musician. I said to Peter, I was like Birdman.
Yes.
I wanted to be like Birdman. And then he was like, I got you. And he sent us this track that was just like exactly what we had wanted, basically. So,
what was your budget and how did you raise it?
So we were self-funded. We also got a lot of help from Cinevic through some gear grants and the CineCredits program. And our friends were, I don't know, just like such passionate artistic people that they volunteered as our crew. So that really helped.
Scene two.
You guys really love that red fake blood. You want to talk about some of the more colorful scenes?
When I have encountered pools of blood in images or real life, it always surprises me how much it looks fake, like paint. So I did some research into what does arterial blood look like versus venous blood. And so my goal when we were creating the blood and finding a recipe for Slip was to create something that looked like my memory of blood. That is this bright, almost like fake looking red. Mm. So it was a choice that we made, and I stand by that. And it took a lot of mixing to get the right consistency.
Yeah, I think I'm less like finicky about the details of blood. I just really like the way that all blood looks on screen, especially when it's not, I don't want to say the main focus, because blood is definitely the main focus in some of our scenes, but it's almost like it's not given this big serious, like it's treated very, I don't know, funnily, I guess, or it's just, there's something almost like gag worthy about it. And I like that. Like, I just really like the look of blood on clothes and the look of like people just being drenched in blood, but yeah, it not being this scary moment, you know, having like a comedic effect. I think it's hilarious.
Scene 3.
There's not that many co-directing teams. Can you take me through your collaborative process, how that works in pre and post-production, but especially on set?
Yeah, like for me, I'm always almost surprised when people ask if that's hard at all, because I think it's easier, if anything, because like I trust Sonia implicitly, and it's nice to have somebody who has your back. Like in a way, it's, to me, it feels like being in a very like solid, committed relationship on set. It's about having somebody who knows the vision and you're working together. So if something falls through the cracks, you know, somebody's going to pick it up. You're not worrying about things being, you know, left behind, or it's that partnership. So for me, I think if I had to direct without you, I'd probably be freaking out.
I think the way it ends up kind of getting divided on set is that generally Anix focuses more on the acting and the actors, and she's kind of more hands-on with them. And then I'm usually the one who's communicating with the DOP or sound or art department. Yeah, so we kind of divide and conquer. And then it's also just nice to have someone who, like, if there's a challenge or somebody's like, why are you doing it this way? Maybe we should do it a different way. I can be like, well, Anix said that's not possible, so we can't.
Scene 4.
Was there any lesson that you learned on Baby Teeth, because that was your first film, that really came in handy on Slip?
Doing the 48-hour challenge after Baby Teeth taught us a lot, at least taught me a lot about not being so, I don't know if it's the right word, but not being so precious about scenes and just kind of getting the general vibe and idea and then moving on. Because with Baby Teeth, since it was our first film, I just remember being like, we have to get this exactly perfect. And the 48-hour shoot, we had so little time that it was just like, go, go, go. And then with Slip, I felt a lot less married to these specific shots. And it might also be because since we wrote the script together and we had this very tight idea in our heads and we had really written everything down like to the minute of the shot, that I didn't feel like we had to play around a lot. Like we came in already with an idea of what we wanted it to look like, what the angle was and everything. So I felt like it was a lot smoother that way.
Before we wind up, when I told a friend I was going to be interviewing you two, he made me promise I wouldn't let you go until you told me how you got that fantastic corpses POV shot in Baby Teeth.
So this was actually a labor of love and sweat, because we physically dug out the grave.
No.
Yeah.
It was shallow. It was a shallow grave. It was about a foot deep.
It didn't feel like it.
And we dug a lower part. So like in Baby Teeth, when she's standing in the grave with the shovel, as if they've just dug the grave, we dug down in one section so she could stand in it and look lower than she was.
Yeah. So we physically dug it out. And then Chen, brave, lovely Chen, actually, just laid down in there with the camera.
Yeah, he laid down and they stood over top of him with shovels. And then Janine, our actress, had to bring her shovel down and not hit the camera, which was very stressful for her, but she kept very cool. And I didn't even know she was that stressed about it until after.
Tail Slate.
Thank you both so much for taking time to share with us today and for all the great entertainment.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Joyce.
And that's a wrap. In the show notes, you'll find links to Sonia, Anik, and Short Circuit's national tour, where you can watch Slip on the big screen in Regina, Ottawa, or St. John's. And as always, please help us promote the talented filmmakers we feature by liking, subscribing, or 5-star rating us, so others can find their interviews more easily. That's it for now. Join me, your host, Joyce Klein, for the next episode of Push In, the Cinevic podcast.